gentlemen, freaks and geeks, grab your smokes and take some totes, because it's time for Fatal Four Way Radio with your host, Minister I'm Sinister, brought to you in part by WrestleCourt.com. And now,
what's going on? Thank you very much for joining us. It's very great of you to join us tonight at our new special time, 9 o'clock Central. I want to say that's 10 Eastern, I guess. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us, Fatal 4-Way Radio. I'm your host, Internet Radio Zone Minister of Sinister. And we had, I'll tell you what, man, the road to WrestleMania is starting to heat up. And let's get right to the phone lines. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Christian from Philly. What's going on? Yeah, I'm right.
I'm getting excited. Well, not really, because I still hate the tag team of Shinsuke and Rusev. I still hate that team with a passion.
Christian, hating away with a passion. I'll tell you what, there are lots of things to hate. And even things to hate with a passion. And I'm sure we'll go through some of those things. Actually, I don't know where Batman's at right now. And Joe Bates is somewhere on hiatus.
He's probably preparing for the special guest referee for our pay-per-view match. That's why he's been gone away.
That could be it. That could be it. You know, but we don't know. But wherever he's at, we certainly do wish him the best. And Batman said he would be here, but he's not here, and, you know, we wish him the best wherever he may be as well. But Christian, how's your week been, my brother?
It's been great. I just downloaded a PlayStation 4 game called Jump Force. It's a fighting game, and I'm having fun.
Yeah? Well,
yeah.
Good. Sounds good, man. A fighting game, huh? Jump Force.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. The furthest I ever got was... what was that fucking game with Baraka and who was it? The blue guy with the fucking ice. Maybe the Iceman.
Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat. There you go. That was the last time I played video games. That was Mortal Kombat and all that shit. Back with the PlayStation, I guess it was a regular PlayStation and then maybe PlayStation 2. Or something like that. It's been a long time, man, since I've been up on the games. But I tell you what, man, some of these games, man, they're really, really awesome, and like the graphics on them have really, really, just really improved. Man, they've come such a long freaking way. You know that when I was a kid, man, this was a long time ago, man. But I actually had the very first system that was out available. It was Pong, and I had Pong. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that, I had that for a little while, and then I remember having the Atari as well. That was like the big thing. And then I also had after the Atari was when I got the, I was still all old school. And I came over here to Houston to see some family. Of course, I came with my parents at some time. And so they had a freaking Nintendo. And so I was like, oh, shit, man, I got to get up to date on this shit, man. So I got the Nintendo. I don't remember if it was the regular Nintendo or the Nintendo 2. No, I think it was just a regular Nintendo with the Mario Brothers and the freaking Duck Hunt and all that shit, yeah. So,
yeah,
man, I came up on the old school games. And, you know, man, I mean, they're completely different now as far as the graphics go. They look totally freaking almost real now, especially the fighting games. Man, they look really, really awesome. And the wrestling games have come a long freaking way. I mean, from the way, you know how they used to look, dude. Have you ever played some of those old school wrestling games? What does it feel like for you?
I'd rather play the old school games than the new games right now because the new games are fucking terrible. They're all the same. Like, Daniel Bryan looks awful in the new games. Like, he looks terrible. They use this face scan thing. It's awful. They're boring, too. Back then, the old school versions, they were a lot more funner. You get to actually throw people off buildings in the old version of the games. They don't do that in the new ones, so that's fucking terrible.
Interesting. Interesting. So looking back, let's get back to let's get to what we actually do talk about on this show, and that's wrestling. Enough of the video games.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think about getting a new system. It's been a while since I've had one, but let's see here. Fastlane 2019. You want to talk a little bit about Fastlane? Let's talk about the winners. Let me do a quick match rundown. So let's see. It was Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev versus The New Day. Who won that? Who won that match?
The New Day. Again, this is why I hate the team of Shinsuke and Rusev because they never fucking win. They just recently formed and they've been losing every single fucking match. That's why I hate this tag team.
Shit. That's why you hate. They just recently reformed and they're already fucking losing. That's interesting. So New Day, of course, they have that big. They got a big storyline going with them right now, and we're gonna get we're gonna get to that here in a little bit. I'm actually stalling to see if Batman calls, but. If not, we'll go ahead and go on without him. Let's see here. We also had Mandy Rose, man. Down to Asuka pretty fast. Everybody was expecting Mandy Rose to win. A lot of people were expecting Mandy Rose to win. But instead it was Asuka that won. What are your thoughts there, man? What's obviously, they're setting up a multi-woman match. And Asuka will probably lose. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, that would be the lamest way for her to lose the title, for one. That would be the worst way for her to lose a title. And two, I knew Mandy Rose was not going to win because the girl is not fucking over. Did you hear the crowd when she came out of Fastlane in the entrance? Crickets. She got the Bobby Lashley treatment. Nobody in Ohio knows who the fuck Mandy Rose is. Who the fuck knows who Mandy Rose is? Nobody knows who this bitch is. I'm sorry to say, Batman, but she's not the next Trish Stratus, all right? She has the worst character. She's unoriginal. I've seen many heel divas and women's wrestlers who does the same characters. Like Maria. You remember Maria, right?
Yeah.
She did the same thing in TNA, but better. And then there's Gail Kim and then Mickie James. She's just doing the same characters as every heel fucking woman. Like fucking Alexa Bliss. She's just ripping off Alexa Bliss at this point. So, no. Continue.
Well, you can finish your thought. You don't see Mandy Rose as what?
I don't see her as a star. I'm sorry. Like, why do you think... Why do you think Absolution broke up real early? Because Mandy Rose is not a star.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. She may not be a star, but she certainly has a look. And, WWE, man, they're all about freaking looks. And she certainly does have that look. But you know what? You are absolutely right because, like, you check her out, right? And she just hasn't done anything yet. So it doesn't really feel, she doesn't really feel like a star. She has the look, but she doesn't really feel like a star. Cause, I mean, like, even my chick was the other day was like, what's her name again? And she usually knows these people. Mm-hmm. But, man, the thing with Mandy Rose, I don't know. I don't think it's working out the way they quite want. But a lot of people did think that she was going to win, including T-Rock and... and Batman. I thought Oscar was going to win, and somehow they changed my mind, and they got me to change my call, which I hadn't made public yet, but yeah. I was going to initially go with Oscar, and then somebody laid it down, painted a picture for me in some way that I was like, yeah, well, that makes sense, but shit. Nevertheless, Oscar retains the title, which I don't know where they're going there.
In a terrible match, by the way.
Yeah. What about, let's see here, Dash and Dawson, Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson, defeating Aleister Black and Ricochet and Bobby Roode and Chad Gable. You know, I was thinking about that, and I'm thinking they're going to do this with Aleister Black and Ricochet. I'm thinking we're going to get all the way through WrestleMania. They might have some interaction with each other. They might even plant some seeds. But I don't think that they're going to be working their first feud against each other, as T-Rock said. Although that is a good idea, and you see the, and you do see them do that quite a bit. They might split these guys up and just keep that for a while, you know, where then they can do this, you know, a year or two down the line.
Yeah.
So they might send one to SmackDown and one to Raw. Which one do you think would have a better career if they went to SmackDown, and which one do you think would have a better career if he went to Raw?
I think Ricochet should go to SmackDown, where real talent is, because he Ricochet versus AJ Styles. And Aleister Black could go to Raw, where he could feud with Seth Rollins or somebody if he does turn heel.
Yeah. See, I was thinking it would be the other way around. I see, what's his name? Ricochet, man. He's got a bit of charisma to him. He's got a bit of charisma, and Aleister Black's got that cool entrance. It sets him apart from quite a bit of other... the other stars right now, they're just utilizing... Most of them are just utilizing the lights. You don't see very many of them utilizing the fog, and that's what makes him a little bit different. I think Aleister Black would do good in SmackDown. And the other one, what's his name... Ricochet would do better on Raw. And
but
what did you say? You said the other way around, right?
But think about this. If Ricochet stays at Raw, he's going to be like Finn Balor. He's going to get the Finn Balor syndrome, where he's going to smile a lot and, you know, wave. He's going to be like Finn Balor. It's already happening.
Damn it. But I guess we'll have to wait and see how that one develops. To see where they're going to be placed. But, you know, it is a good idea for them to go up against each other, though. I'm not going to argue that. But I don't think they're going to go with that this route. I think they're going to split them up is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, SummerSlam.
As far as the other guys.
I will call it, it's going to happen at SummerSlam.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good right there, too. But let me tell you, man, have you heard, let me ask you, though, I wanted to ask you, have you heard anything on Lars Sullivan?
He's still MIA, missing in action. The guy suddenly just dropped off the face of the earth. There has been no news coverage on his condition or his return or anything. He just fucking vanished.
Well, somebody's got to know where he's at or something. Shit. Shall we put the dogs out on him?
Yeah, get the hounds. Unleash the hounds of justice.
I have to unleash the hounds of justice on him, huh? And see where the hell, see what we can get from this guy. I mean, what the hell, Lars Sullivan? They were playing his promos as vignettes.
Yeah,
vignettes.
That was
and
before
then nothing
his panic
ever
attack.
Came up of it. Yeah,
that was before his alleged. I'm gonna use the keyword alleged. Panic attack.
Interesting. Well, shit, we don't know what's going to happen with that one. Let's move along. I'll tell you what, why don't we go ahead? You know what? Fuck it. Let's go ahead and kick off the... No. It's a little early. Let's see what else we got. We got the Boston Hug Connection. Okay, we're going to save Samoa Joe and all that. We're going to save that. We're going to talk about that during SmackDown. We're not going to do a SmackDown coverage, SmackDown analysis, but we're going to talk about this week, though. I don't know if you saw the points that I said we were going to talk about. We are going to talk about Samoa Joe. Actually, all the people that we're going to talk about tonight are from SmackDown. So essentially, it's almost like we're going to do a SmackDown analysis because these are all fucking SmackDown people. But let's get to the Shield. I'll tell you what, let's talk about the Shield. They really surprised me on this, man. They really surprised me on this. I wanted to see something different. And this is where, you know, you can't really get yourself worked up on something. You can't have those expectations because then you get let down. So it was a fun, well, it was a fun match, okay?
Yeah.
You know, man, it was basically, it was inconsequential, man. It was all for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened out of it? What the fuck happened out of it?
I'll tell you what we learned from it.
Yeah, tell me.
I'll tell you what we learned.
What the fuck did we learn from it?
We learned that the Roman agenda is coming back strong and that Roman Reigns is being pushed heavily down our throats again. That's what we learned today. Of course, Roman Reigns is already the main event. And also, this is also news because this next Monday in Chicago, he's not scheduled to be there, so he's supposed to sell the concussion injury he got from Drew. And there's an advertised match between Seth and Dean versus Drew and Baron Corbin. So Roman is not going to be on Monday Night Raw this Monday coming up in Chicago.
So they're obviously selling the freaking concussion, whatever the hell that was the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to be there. You know, and they're obviously setting up a freaking match between him and fucking the big one.
Drew
McIntyre at Mania.
They're going to feed Drew to Roman at Mania. Drew's going to lose his first ever WrestleMania back from the WWE to fucking Roman Reigns.
Ah, shit. Yeah. But that's how, you know what, that's how it goes sometimes. Let's get to the phone lines right now. Ladies and gentlemen. Batman in the hizzle. Give it up for Batman. A warm round of applause, maybe, or fuck it. Give him the big applause. Batman.
Hello, hello. Breaking news. How's it going, man? This is Batman. A little late in the game, but I'm in the game, just having some phone issues, man. You know how it goes with these smartphones, they just call them out your pocket. I'd have dropped this thing like 3 times today. my God.
Well, so, last time I dropped one.
Time to get in, you know.
Last time I dropped one, dude, it's out of my pocket. I didn't have a case on it. And, man, I had that phone, and it was a great phone, man. And I had it for years. And I was not ready to fucking give it up, but I had, the case was failing me already. And so I had fucking ordered a new case and taken it out of the case. And nevertheless, I was at the freaking mall, man. And I dropped the keys, and I had put the phone in my shirt pocket. When I bent over to get the freaking keys, the phone came out, fucking shattered all to hell, dude. Right there in fucking Sugar Land, the town and country or whatever the hell. Oh, my God, man. fucking great phone, dude. I had it all them years, and the first time I took it out of the case, not even a fucking day into it, dude, and it fucking just, went smithereens, man. It was fucked up.
Yeah.
But how the hell are you doing?
I usually don't even get cases, man, because I usually don't drop my phone. But recently, I don't know what happened. I've been cracking this phone lately. The 3 times that it came out of my, I was just getting out of the car, and then boom, boom, battery. Like I don't even know. It's like frozen a couple times. Like not frozen, but restarted. So
right on.
If I get off the line, I'm just letting you know. It's probably, hopefully it doesn't restart though.
Oh, hell.
It's, well, yeah, eh, it's all right. It's time to get a new one now. When the glass is falling off the screen.
We're talking about
Drew McIntyre, right?
Yeah, Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns. What did we learn from this match?
For WrestleMania.
Don't get me wrong, it was a fun match. And what I was saying was, it was inconsequential, man. I mean, what did we get out of it, really? What did we get out of that match?
I feel like they're trying to lead on with the whole, they're going to use the cancer thing. Like, he just came back, but now he's getting sick.
Concussion.
You know what I mean? Yeah, the concussion and all that stuff. So they're probably going to bleed it dry, I'll tell you that. They're going to milk this whole, sickness
concussion
thing going on with him.
The cancer, yeah.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Something
yeah.
leads to another.
Yeah, so let me tell you, man. So we already talked about it, Christian and I, and we were talking about Fastlane right now, but we have not had your tell us about it.
You know what, man? I actually did like some of it, man. It wasn't too bad at all. I liked Daniel Bryan. That match with Kevin Owens that was Fastlane, right?
Mustafa Ali and Daniel Bryan.
Mustafa Ali showed up. He came, and he showed up. You know what I mean? Like, he really put on a hell of a match. It goes to show that this guy knows. They have him there for a reason. It sucks the injury that happened, but it gave way for Kofi Mania. And now, with Mustafa in the picture, I don't know, man. I don't know where they're going to lead him, but that was a hell of a match. I especially love the ending. There was a lot of stuff that he did in that match that was, like, really just dangerous stuff, you know what I mean? But that ending was doing a moonsault and getting kicked in the back of, you know what I mean, like straight in the face upside down. That was a really dangerous spot. If they didn't do that spot right, either one of them could have hurt each other real bad. You know what I mean?
You gotta be on time.
But it came
with that.
Out.
You gotta be
it came out
that.
Awesome. Yeah, exactly. And it all came right. out awesome, man. These guys, they mixed it up really well, man. I lighted the whole thing. There was another match. I don't know why I can't put my finger on it, but there was a few more other matches that were just freaking awesome, man. I wasn't disappointed with Fastlane at all.
Yeah, it was not bad. It was not bad. It's picking up. To me, it's picking up. It's picking up in the right direction. And I spoke about it on, I don't remember if it was Monday Night Fallout or sometime.
Yeah, and you know what?
A lot has
to do with that, though. I think a lot has to do because a lot of what we've done lately has been like not ragging on the WWE, but really been like, well, dude, what are you doing? This and this and that, and we don't understand shit. Mm-hmm. And even in the fact
yeah,
that some of the story
out.
I didn't get it. Yeah, we got to call it. But even in the fast lane, some of the stuff still was like, story-wise, but what made that pay-per-view happen was just the matches itself. So it just goes to show that even if you have a shitty storyline sometimes or just not the way, you want it to be, that these guys go out there and show up and just fucking kick ass and, it makes you forget, like that Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens, Mustafa. Like, other than the story that I wasn't really into because of the whole Kevin Owens coming out of nowhere and then the whole, you know what I mean? Because it's really supposed to be Kofi. But it's leading to that. But it's the match that made that. The guys, the way they their spots, the way they told the story in the ring is what made that match. You know, it wasn't just the story that was outside of the ring. You know, the whole drama that they're going through or whatever. How can I explain it, man? That's what really made the pay-per-view was just the matches itself. Not just because sometimes there's good storyline and it just doesn't go that way. You know what I mean?
What about the situation with Becky Lynch defeating Charlotte Flair by disqualification due to Ronda Rousey coming in and
I'm liking this heel. I'm liking the heel, Ronda.
You're liking the heel,
I'm liking
Ronda.
I am, actually. I think it's because, for one, look, every promo that she's cut that's been real cookie cutter has sucked. This past one, and, like, the way she's been real physical, that's what we've been wanting. That's the Ronda Rousey we've been wanting. When they first came in, everybody's, oh, she's not going to do good, but she fucking did great. Blew everybody out the water. But there was still something missing. She was still a little cookie-cutter wrestler. That's not what we're expecting out of her because she's not a cookie-cutter wrestler. She's a UFC fighter, MMA. You know what I mean? So you still want to see her throw punches. Or like how Brock Lesnar gets a little rough sometimes. Well, lately, she's been like that. The kick out of nowhere that she kicked Charlotte, man, that she kicked the shit out of her. You know what I mean? Or that slap that she gave that referee, that was a hell of a slap. But she came in and punched Becky straight in the fucking gut. That was a hell of a punch. You know what I mean? Like, that's the shit that you want to see. So I'm going for the Ronda Rousey heel thing. And like I said, it works because it gives you eyes on Becky. You know what I mean? You're really going to root for Becky now. Because she's being a bitch. Ronda's being like calling out. She's using the F word. You know what I mean? And you don't use the F word. We keep a kayfabe here, you know?
Now, here's my deal. I'm not liking the Ronda Rousey face. But it's not really that I don't like it, because, listen, I'm going for Ronda Rousey. I want Ronda Rousey to win. I want her to fucking beat the shit out of Charlotte. I mean, I don't understand what the appeal is. And to me, Charlotte's promo ran true the other night on SmackDown, which I just saw it today, actually. But, so I like Ronda Rousey more as the face, but then, of course, I don't know how they were going to portray her, if their plan was to turn her heel the whole time, or if they just, you know, or maybe she said, like, you know what, I can't handle this shit. Who knows what the fuck happened, because the fans were already booing her naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, you know, the fans were already booing her naturally. Was this a forced heel turn on her? Or, you know, I would like to know. I don't know. Does anybody know? Is there word on that? Has there been word come out by Meltzer or somebody saying, you know, it was planned all along for her to be a heel?
No, this was forced. You know, she knew deep down inside she was never going to win the fans over anymore. Like, she was fucking done. The moment she started the feud, actually, you know when the turning point started? The turning point started when she started feuding with Nia Jax. That's when she was going fucking down. You know, so every time everyone starts to go fucking down. Well, that was her fucking turn. Because ever since she feuded with Nia Jax, she started sucking more and more and more. And I'm getting real sick and tired of Becky Lynch, too. Because both Charlotte and Becky don't fucking deserve to have these fucking matches. Because, A, she fucking Becky Lynch replaced Lana in the Royal Rumble. And B, Charlotte just got handed the fucking opportunity. So none of these bitches deserve to fucking fight for that title. What the fuck?
Well,
who?
In Charlotte's defense, and this is my problem, man, because I don't know if I'm going to want to go with the queen or not, because, you know, I'm a lifelong heel, man. And the way I see it right now, Charlotte's the real heel. She's the real fucking heel in this. Freaking Becky, Ronda Rousey, like, y'all turned on me, blah, 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 this, and that. I think that's what she's pissed off about, is that they fucking turned on her more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
The fans fucking turned on her. And so, I guess it is a forced heel turn. I mean, I don't know. She probably can't deal with it either. I mean, some people can't deal with that shit. They have to have everybody like them. And if people don't like them, they can't, you know, I don't know, man. But her promo seemed kind of real, you know, the shit she was talking about, the hatred that she was talking about, blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't know if that's because she's that good that she's making me think it's real, or, you know, a lot of times there really are some senses of realness to this shit, you know, like, in the promos, it's evident when they talk about the shit, you know. A lot of times you can get that realism.
Yeah, but have you seen her YouTube videos?
Yeah.
No, that's what I have not seen.
You should, because that's what makes those promos even better. That's what makes the promos even better, is the fact that she's not. That's what I'm saying. It's like you're trying. It's like, how do I say this? It's like you want to keep a kayfabe with, like, without having to mention, like, you know, the lingo. You know what I mean? Like, without saying wrestling is fake and all that stuff. But in a way, she's kind of keeping a kayfabe. Like, she's really keeping her heel thing, because she's going on YouTube talking mess.
Yeah, but
all the stuff that she's been doing on Twitter, on YouTube, on the promo, it's like, Jesus, there's a hint of reality there, like Sinister, like you were saying.
Interesting.
And it's like Christian said, too. It's like, she was bound. She, it was bound to get to where, like Christian said, that she was gonna be heel, because people were gonna go, like, you know, not go with her after, you know what I mean, after a while. Like, he said
one thing I did notice, Batman. One thing I did notice, and you too, Christian, check this out. This week on SmackDown, they were playing a video of, you know, everything that's happened between those three women and shit. And in that video, they had Ronda Rousey. All of a sudden, dude, the images of her that they're showing, she's looking like all vicious and shit, making vicious faces and stuff. Before that, and her promos and shit, and promos like that, packages that they do like that and shit, she was always like kind of happy-go-lucky Miss Cutie Pie with her cute little smile and all that shit. But if you go back and watch the one that they did the other day, it was like nothing but viciousness from her. So they're also trying to portray her like that. And I do get a sense of realism from it. Christian,
they need to get rid of her. They need to get rid of her theme song. They need to get rid of her theme song then, because that theme song is too much of a face theme now. You can't have her. You can't have her, a serious UFC fighter, come up with a fucking theme song like that. Have her come up with a fucking UFC theme song, or have her not come out of a theme song at all. She hates the business. Why not just have her not come up with no music at all?
Right, man. I would like that. That would be really cool if they did some shit like that.
What would you think? Rowdy, because Becky mentioned about Rowdy, because, you know, Rowdy Piper, that's where she got the moniker from. What would Rowdy think right now with all this stuff? Do you think he'd be, because he was real into, you know, the business, man, and he hated that word. He hated fake, like, he hated it. So I wonder how he would react now.
And he's
the one that passed on the moniker to her.
Right.
Don't call her Rowdy no more. Have her drop the Rowdy nickname now, because she hates the business now. She probably hates fucking Rowdy Piper now. In fact, she should come out at Raw and disrespect Rowdy Piper to give her more
heat.
Oh yeah, that would give her a lot more heat.
Man, that would give her some fucking heat. Oh my god.
that's what they call white hot. They got white hot heat is what she's got.
You already mocked Jim D'Ampl Neidhart. Why not just mock Roddy Piper already and get it over with? You already disrespected Jim D'Ampl.
That's pretty rough. Well, shit. That was pretty much Fastlane. We're wrapping it up. So let's. I'll tell you what, man. Let's take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to go over the topics that I have listed for this week. And then after that, we'll finish it up with some more madness. And that's how we'll do. So don't you go anywhere.
Madness.
Stay right where you're at. Stay right where you're at, and we'll be right back right after these words on the World Generation Podcast.
Hey, you silly kids. It's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much, every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast. The show to determine things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates, every Friday, with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing. So definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates.
Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network. Tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. Radio Renegade, Saturday at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary?
You
want to see something really scary?
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast. Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again. You want to do another radio show? Yeah, no. What do you want to call it? You want to call it Drinking Soda, but you don't want to call it soda, because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop, you Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday nights? Okay, well, you did Rippin' Fridays, you did Saturday Night Special, you did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great? Great. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay. Bye.
People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Fatal 4-Way Radio on the World Generation Podcast Network, and we have lost Batman. He has gone off on a mission to save the world, and so it is Christian and I. So we get back on the show, back on track, Christian. Let's go ahead and get started with some of the topics that I have here. I've got only four topics. It won't take us long to get through it, and then we can just talk about news or whatever else we want, and everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Everything's lovely, as it should be, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. So let's get to the meat here, man. The meat of the show. I wanted to talk about we touched this a little bit on Fallout. Matt Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
Is suddenly back on the scene. He reemerges. It's a shame Batman had to leave us because I really wanted to get his take on this as well. But Matt Hardy reemerges. So where does this put Matt Hardy at WrestleMania? Let me get some early predictions here, and I'm going to jot these down just so we can discuss this after WrestleMania. We can have something to discuss after WrestleMania, but where does Matt Hardy go? What's his role? Is he going to be in a tag team?
You didn't hear? It's been announced that the Hardy Boys will face the Usos for the SmackDown Tag Championships at WrestleMania.
Oh, shit. When was this announced? Was it announced on SmackDown?
No, it was announced on his YouTube channel, Matt Hardy Brand.
Oh, wow. So singles match.
No, tag match.
I mean, yeah, tag match, but But just them two, nobody else?
Them two, yeah. And he said that the SmackDown Tag Championship belt is the only belt that the Hardy Boys never won, which gives it away that they're going to fucking win at WrestleMania and the Usos are going to leave WWE.
Ah. Shit. I tell you what, though. The Usos will not have problems getting work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those guys are going to be big stars.
Especially with three letters. Especially with three letters,
yeah.
AEW.
AEW, I think they would be great there. And then come back to WWE if it needs be. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how successful that AEW is going to turn out to be. It might turn out to be very successful. We never know. We don't know. It's up in the air this year.
Yeah.
You know, it's all up in the air right now. We just know that it's going to happen. But we don't know how big
yeah.
they're going to get. So I'm hoping it gets every bit as big as fucking WWE, dude. What do you think? Are you hoping to say?
It will. The state of WWE is going right now, it will. It will be more popular as of WWE. The successful, we'll just have to wait and see in the future. That's all we have to do. We have
right.
to wait and see.
Indeed. Indeed. So Matt Hardy... And his brother, Jeff Hardy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taking on the Usos. And as you mm-hmm. said, the answer's already been given because they have not won the tag team title. And Batman reemerges along with Matt Hardy. I was talking about Matt Hardy suddenly reemerging back on the scene. And Christian has filled me in, Batman, that, welcome back, by the way, has filled me in that it's been announced that the Hardys will be taking on the Usos at WrestleMania for the SmackDown titles, which the Hardys have never won the SmackDown titles, the only title that they've never won. So what do you think about that, Batman?
Wonderful. I think that's pretty cool, man. And I have a feeling they're going to be a good addition to the tag. Anytime they get together, how can I explain it? Whenever they're in the title picture or whenever they're in the tag team division picture, it's like it gets everybody up. You know what I mean? Like everybody
yeah,
starts performing even better. Yeah, not only just the people in the crowd, but I mean, but yeah, within their group, the wrestlers, like, it's like they got to take a step
yeah.
up because they're in the ring with legends now, and these guys still can go. You know what I mean? They're not like a Ricky Morton or a fucking like the God, I can't. Well, the Rock and Roll Express or something. They're already older guys now. No, these guys are still they're older in the years, but they can still fucking go. And they got such great ring savvy and just they're generals in there, man. You know what I mean? Especially Matt Hardy. Matt Hardy is the wrestler out of the both. You know, just being the spot monkey. But
Matt Hardy, man. Matt Hardy.
He looks great right now.
He is a badass example for people
yeah.
our age. I'm a
yeah.
little bit older than him, but he is just a great fucking example. Just a few short years ago, people all over the internet were calling him Fat Lardy and fucking
yeah.
making fun of him, and his life was
they're
out
also,
of control, it seemed, and it was just
also,
fucked up for Matt Hardy, and everybody turned on him.
They
yep.
also called him Matt Hardy with Dread Hardy.
Oh, yes. That's when he was going through
yeah.
his whole alcohol phase and shit.
Yeah. You know, and so he had it rough there for a little
but
while.
But look at him now.
Then next thing you know,
look.
He reemerges, comes back,
yep.
cleaned himself up a little. Then next thing you know, he announces his freaking retirement or whatever the hell. Now he's gone for a couple of months, comes back again, looking even better than before he left. And hopefully he's got it all going for him again. You know, I mean, it seems like he does.
I like the little old school thing.
Turn himself around. Did you notice? Delete shit. Had everybody fucking turn, everybody fucking start loving him. How in the hell did he do that?
Because it was original. This was a lot of stuff that he used in Omega. Omega, look, Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy have been on the forefront of when it comes to marketing themselves. Because for one, they were promoters themselves, Matt Hardy especially. But throughout the years, I remember they would have video, before there was even internet, they would have their videos out. They would sell the Omega wrestling stuff. You know what I mean? They knew how to market themselves. So really all that stuff was just the fruition of just all those years of their creativity, their, you know, ideas that they had before, like Willow and the Wisp and all that other stuff, Brother Nero, shit that they did before. You know what I mean? Just in different versions of it. But
why then are they not going to AEW? Why are they not there yet?
They're probably just creative.
They're so goddamn. Look at how fucking badass this Matt Hardy is, dude.
They probably will someday.
Jeff still has some stuff.
Have you seen the rumors of Jeff trying to face Brock Lesnar before he retires?
Well, that would be a good match, but I don't think they'll fit in AEW. To be honest, I don't really see them in AEW. Like, you have Cody Rhodes, you have Kenny Omega, you have the Young Bucks, and then you have Jeff and Matt Hardy. I mean,
too many chiefs.
It just doesn't feel right. It doesn't make it fit. You understand? Like, it doesn't act, it doesn't feel natural. Because you don't want too many WWE stars in your company. Then they'll just call you TNA 2.0.
Well, TNA, I mean, they have mixed. I mean, before the Hardy Boys came back in WrestleMania, not even the night before, they relinquished the belts, the tag team belts, to the Young Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it was it Ring of Honor, I believe, or something like that, or PG, or whatever the fuck it was.
It was during the title Expedition from TNA.
Yeah. No, I think they were already out of TNA.
No, it was during the title.
Literally the night before they debuted in WrestleMania in that ladder match and they won the tag team titles. They had just relinquished the belts to the Young Bucks at, I think, Ring of Honor or something like that. Like the night before.
Yeah.
So I can see them being in there, but I don't think AEW is a spot for that right now. At least not right now. Maybe later. But let AEW build something first before you start, like you said, before you start adding more names.
Mm-hmm.
Let them get. Yeah, especially WWE names. Not just yet, man. I know that there's a few that are going over there, but they're not huge names like the Hardy Boy names. You know what I mean? They're names that they can go over there and reinvent themselves and come back maybe some other day. But the
Nigel
Hardy Boys
McGuinness.
Are just... No, I'd say like that, I guess.
Well.
And yeah, they already, like I said, they got big names. They already got Jericho.
Yeah, Goldberg.
They already... Yeah, Goldberg, right?
Yeah. Billy Gunn.
Fucking Jim Ross.
Billy Gunn,
Jim Ross. I'm trying to think of who else.
Probably soon Bruce Pritchard, because Bruce Pritchard doesn't know what the fuck WWE is doing right now.
Well, supposedly he just joined the creative team.
I know, but he even said that he doesn't know what the fuck WWE is doing right now.
Well, hopefully he can straighten that out, man, because I didn't know what the fuck they were doing right now either. I mean, you guys have heard me say this. I don't even know how the fuck I'm still doing this, but somehow I am. No, listen, man, because it got pretty rough there for a little bit, man. I mean, it got so rough that we decided to stop doing the Monday night show.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they heard us talking about that shit. And they're like, fuck, man, if these guys don't do the show anymore, who the fuck are we going to get our ideas from?
they
fucking brought Pritchard in to see what he can do. And so this is where we're at now. So, but
yeah,
things are looking up.
Yeah.
Go Christian. Go Christian.
They steal my fucking ideas, and Batman's my fucking witness. They steal my fucking ideas. Look at Fastlane. I said Mustafa Ali will get involved in Fastlane, and look what happened. He got involved in Fastlane.
He got involved.
Steal my fucking idea.
Sons of bitches. Listen, so I'm actually looking forward to this Matt Hardy coming back and seeing what he's doing, okay, just to see what he's doing, what he's up to. Because,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Man,
I think that,
I mean,
that
I have
him coming back and them getting together is going to reignite that division.
And I have mad respect for that guy, man, because he knows what the fuck he's doing. He's a true player.
I feel like the Hardy Boys are going to turn heel.
That would be pretty good.
God damn it.
And then the crazy part is, like, they still have – Matt Hardy still has a lot of his Woken character going on. But he's also – if you haven't noticed, Jeff Hardy and him have been dressing – like, they've been mixing a lot of their old, new but with a bunch of the old. Like, Jeff the other day was wearing that mesh. Remember he's wearing the mesh shit that he used to wear in the 90s? And so same thing. Matt Hardy went back to the black. The black pants with the black tape.
Something's telling me big money Matt Hardy is coming back.
Oh, my God. No, please don't. Not with these two.
Oh, shit. I don't even remember
Big
that.
Money Matt?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't remember that shit.
That's TNA.
Get out of here. Oh, hell. you know what the interesting thing about that is that they've been mentioning a lot of Dixie Carter lately. On WWE here and there.
Randy Orton.
I mean, is she gonna be in the fucking in the Hall of Fame? Do you think?
Oh, fuck off!
What is the reasoning?
You know what? I do have a
reasoning to this.
Like, I get Jeff Hardy. Here's the thing: there's people in the Hall of Fame that were never even in the WWE, like at all. Vern Gagne and Greg Gagne never were in the WWE, never, and they still got a Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? Bill Watts, Cowboy Bill Watts, Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Another one.
So do you think they would add people just originals from TNA?
It's possible.
Because Sting was never a WWE person until he finally got into the WWE.
Yeah.
And he's an exception, I think, because he really Sting without being was one of the first was. If not the only one that never went through WWE.
And they own WCW now, so, you know.
True. Well, yeah, I guess that makes sense because they don't own anything on WWE, so why or TNA, why would they put that? But my question, I guess, would be, do you think anybody that's TNA born or raised or whatever bred, do you think any of them would ever get into the Hall of Fame?
You know, fellas.
Huh.
I don't know if you noticed. But there was a new episode for AJ Styles for the photo shoot, and they showed TNA with Ric Flair. Ric Flair.
Yes, because they do own some of TNA's library of it, but they
do
own
they?
Some of it. Yes, they bought some of it about, I don't know, I'm not going to give a date because I'll never.
I think you're right. No, I think you're right. When the home of the whole when the Hardy Boys are coming over.
Their library. Yeah, they did buy some of their library. There you go. They did buy some of that library up. Somebody else has the rest. I can't remember who it is. But, so Matt Hardy, guys. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to see what the hell he does. Like I said, I never really thought about this guy, man, but I really have a tremendous amount of respect for him. The way he's been able to do his character and evolve and also just, you know, get people from... Man, they fucking hated him, dude, making fun of him and shit, dude, and it was crazy, man. And now everybody loves him, so good for him. Moving on, I got to talk about Randy Orton, guys, his freaking promo the other day. His music hits and he comes out. This is the house that AJ Styles built. But what he doesn't understand is that in 2002, Styles was wrestling for $10 in a high school gym while I was here in WWE making my in-ring debut. And in 2004, AJ Styles was shaking hands with his opponents in bingo halls when I became the youngest WWE champion ever. And in 2006, Styles was getting a tan with Dixie Carter while I was facing The Undertaker at WrestleMania. And in 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, I was here and I was a champion. This isn't the house that AJ Styles built. This is the house that Randy Orton built. And so fucking AJ's music hits and he comes down to the ring. And then Styles goes on to tell Orton off. And Styles made some, you know, he makes some good points, dude. He held his own in the promo, especially with the line in the end where he said something about that he that Orton would not make it in his world, especially with that knockoff diamond cutter.
I would have.
That was funny, man. You gotta admit that was funny, dude.
Yeah, but when they hit points like that, you gotta hit points with something that's even lousier, because not for nothing, Randy Orton, Randy innovated that diamond cutter. You know what I mean?
I never liked Diamond Dallas Page, man. I never fucking liked that dude.
Well, look, Diamond Dallas Page, that diamond cutter actually came from the Ace Cutter. I think what's his name used to use it, as a matter of fact, too. Johnny Ace, yeah.
John Laurinaitis.
Oh, he used to call it the Ace Cutter in Japan, and because Johnny Ace is, you know, if anybody knows wrestling, he was a part of a lot of things, and especially in Japan, he was a big name, and then he came over here.
Call that the fucking bulldog or something like that.
I think it was always called the Ace Cutter, something else, but. But it was from him, and then Diamond Dallas started using it and innovating things into it. Like, oh, we'll do it from this position, do it from this position. And then Randy Orton came along and really, like, just blew that move out of the fucking water. Yeah, like, that literally, when they say out of nowhere, he hits him out of nowhere. Like, in any position, he's just thrown, he's made that move. There's a twist of fate, which is RKO-esque. And still, even with the twist of fate, it's stunners. Anything that has to do with the neck with the thing, none of them match up to the way RKO, the way he does it. You know what I mean? It's just that he's fluid with it. It looks natural. And his whole snake, his whole demeanor, that's what makes the move even more. He's so slithery out of it. It's not like you see it. Sometimes it's like, he's just like, just grease. You know what I mean? Just smooth. Because he literally comes out of nowhere with it. It's not like oh my God, he's setting it up. He's about to do the RKO, or like with the pedigree and there's a setup. No, this guy hits it from every angle, no matter where the fuck you're at, what turn you're doing. If you're in the middle of the air, if you're on the floor, if you're doing a middle twist, if you're in the fucking 450 splash, he gets you in any which way.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Let me tell you something else, man. And this is what I like. Because Styles also held his own in this freaking promo. And you know what, man? Two years ago, Styles was already there. All right, but before that, when he was in TNA, dude, because I used to be a TNA mark, okay? And I used to watch Styles, and I fucking hated him, dude. I thought he was terrible. He was fucking terrible. Couldn't cut a promo to save his fucking life. The next thing you know, he shows up on WWE, and he's cutting great promos all of a sudden. I don't know what the hell happened, but good for him. Because he goes on to say, to bring up Evolution and Legacy, Rated RKO, all that shit, you know, And he brings all that stuff up, and he did great on that promo. And he called him a viper and said, you know, that he uses people, and when he's done, he tosses him to the curb. And that's why he got the jump on him at Fastlane, because he won't be his next victim. But then Orton says, oh, no, you don't get to choose. As long as you want to rent out a room in my house, I'm the landlord, and the rent is due, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
I was loving
that shit.
Here's what I have to complain about AJ Styles' promo. Here's what I have to complain about. The whole thing about Evolution and the teams he was in, he's fucking wrong. Randy Orton did not portray any of these stables. These stables portray Randy Orton. Evolution kicked him out.
Great.
Evolution kicked him out when he won the world championship.
Yes.
Edge betrayed him in Rated RKO.
Yes.
The Wyatt family was just a fucking act. And, well,
yeah, that was
Legacy,
serious.
He betrayed Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase, so he was fucking wrong. Also, I think there's a deeper meaning behind this feud that everyone doesn't know about. I think this is all turning AJ Styles heel. Because if you haven't noticed, the crowd reactions have been really low for AJ Styles, sort of like Daniel Bryan's face run in SmackDown when he came back. So who knows? Maybe this feud is going to turn him heel. Think about it.
Batman, what do you have to say about that?
Man, that was a lot. That's a lot to digest. No, but you're right. You're right. He was the one that was betrayed through all of them. And you know why? Because he's the legend killer, man. The Viper. You always go against the best. And I don't know how to explain it. Like, he really is the diamond out of that group. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he has become one of the measuring sticks. He's 13-time champion.
Oh, yeah, man.
Tag team.
You
know what I mean?
You gotta take this guy seriously.
You do. Who else has that many? The only one that comes close to that is Triple H.
That's it.
And then after that is John Cena. So he is in an echelon of fucking of champions who have won championships. He's up there with Ric Flair, Cena,
Triple H. And Orton. And Flair.
And Orton. I believe, right? Orton has won at 13.
And three of those guys were in Evolution.
Exactly.
And what about my theory that this whole feud is turning AJ Styles heel?
Hey, I'm all for that. I need to see an AJ Styles heel again.
I liked him. I liked him as a heel. I thought he was really good as a heel, beating up John Cena and all that shit. But man, he really did shine and impress me as a freaking babyface. I've never freaking liked the babyface the way I liked AJ Styles then. Good for him on that. I'll tell you what, that son of a bitch, man, he's a damn good babyface. But yeah, I'm always for the heels. I'm a lifelong heel, man. So anytime we can get AJ Styles back on our side, I'm all for it, man. But I'll tell you what, the reason I brought up Orton, because, man, you know, sometimes you need to see some shit in order to appreciate what you have. And I needed to see this from Orton. I needed to see him cut a good promo. I thought he cut a great promo. Styles came in, turned up the heat on his promo, you know, and shot it back to fucking Orton. And Orton fucking continued on with his promo, finished out. I thought it was just a great performance by Randy Orton. Made me want to watch this match. Already sold this match to me. Guys, I know this match is going to be a great match. And it could almost be match of the night. Possibly could be match of the night, dude. Because let's face it, man. Orton is a badass freaking worker in that ring. He's a freaking general. And fucking Styles, well, shit, I don't have to say. I mean, you know, there's nothing I can say about Styles. He's a badass freaking AJ Styles. So you put those two together, man, and give them time to work out a badass match. It could be match of the night. Batman, what do you have to say about that?
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine.
Match of the night?
I'm already speechless before the match begins. Not possibly. They really are. They're going to fucking kill it. Anything AJ does, look, I think there's only been a few handful of matches that didn't get a lot of fan reaction, and I think that's just because of the fans, not because of AJ. And if you mix AJ with how fluid he is and then how Randy Orton can literally, again, come out of nowhere, there's no way in hell that they can't be, if not match of the night, second. Because there's other matches that are going to, you know, be on WrestleMania that are going to fucking blow it out the water. Because I think Triple H and Batista are going to put on a hell of a match, especially No Holds Barred.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that right now.
I hope so.
I'll give you one example. Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins. That match fucking ruled, especially with the countered blackout fucking curb stomp RKO. So if Randy Orton can make magic with Seth Rollins, imagine him making magic at WrestleMania against AJ Styles.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to this match. I am really looking forward to this match. I'm already sold on it. And I can't wait to, I can't wait for this freaking match. I don't need to see any more build-up for it, but I know they're going to give it to me. But, I mean, I really don't have to see it. I'm looking forward to knowing what these guys can do. I know they're going to put on a great freaking match, and hopefully they give them the time. You don't want to go after a freaking women's match because those matches usually go on long because they're in there fucking up their moves and shit. And you don't want to go after a multi-tag match either. I don't know, man. I mean, fuck, man. This wouldn't be a bad way to kick off the fucking Mania, in my opinion. But we'll see where it falls in the card because I know it's going to be a hell of a match. If this kicks off the card at WrestleMania, the main show, then fuck, man. The motherfuckers better bring their A game because they're gonna have to beat a really good match because I know these guys are gonna put a good match on. I know it. So let's move right along. I took all the breaks already, guys. Go ahead, Christian.
Can we talk about the Batista and Triple H match? Because what happened on Monday just proves my fucking theory even more.
No play. That is nowhere. I do want to see. Let's talk about this. I want to see what your mind creates out of this. Because
you remember?
The only reason I want to see where your mind goes from this because, what was I going to say? A lot of times, stuff like this, it's like you feel like this feud came out of nowhere when it really hasn't because the past few years has been little hints. You know what I mean? Of something happening. Kind of like as if The Rock and Triple H were finally going to face at WrestleMania. It's like would be out of nowhere, but not really. Yeah. So I want to hear what you think of like what would happen or what they're gonna go this
way,
or what way they're gonna go.
You remember when I said that Ric Flair is gonna turn on Triple H at WrestleMania? It looks like it's headed to that route because they made it a no holds barred, and Ric Flair is gonna roll Triple H, and Batista's gonna Batista bomb him and win the match.
I know.
You don't think DX can do with it?
Yeah.
Man. DX is going to be there, man. What if DX? Yeah, man. Holy shit, dude.
And have you noticed that they keep mentioning fucking Evolution? First it's Triple H and Batista at Raw, and then it's Randy Orton on SmackDown with AJ Styles. Randy Orton is going to get involved with this somehow, and Ric Flair, Batista, and Randy Orton are going to fucking jump on Triple H.
And then who do you think is going to come out?
DX is going to come out. DX.
Yeah. Billy Gunn, Road Dogg, and Shawn Michaels.
You heard it.
You think Billy Gunn's
going to
show up, though? Billy Gunn's probably not going to show up because of AEW.
X-Pac.
But nevertheless.
X-Pac and Shawn Michaels?
Yeah.
You heard that shit first, right here, on Fatal 4-Way Radio. Fucking Christian. Hell yeah.
Evolution's going to ride again for one last time.
Wait a minute. What does Stone Cold have to say about this?
Stone Cold coming at you from the main street, Los Angeles. And if you want Stone Cold, open up a can of whoop ass, give me a hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
And also, this helps my theory because Batista said, I want to end your career, Triple H. So this is going to be a fucking career-ending match, and Ric Flair is going to help Batista end Triple H's career.
Oh,
guys.
fucking Paul Heyman.
Fucking shit. Stop it, man. Oh, hell. You got me in stitches, man. Well, shit, let's move on, man. We've got 20 minutes left. Let's see if we can wrap this up in time. We got Samoa Joe, guys. And I'll tell you what, man. I was watching this match earlier today. And I thought of it, and I said, no, it's not going to happen that way. There's no way it's going to happen that way. And then fucking 10 minutes later, sure enough, it happened that way. And that little fucking chihuahua, Rey Mysterio, pins fucking Samoa Joe. Oh, my God, I can't believe I hate this shit. And it's back to 2007 or whatever the hell it was when fucking Kane was taking pins from fucking Rey Mysterio. Everybody was getting beat by Rey Mysterio, this fucking little guy. I fucking hate that shit. I hate it, guys. And here I am reliving the fucking nightmare all over again. It's a fucking nightmare. But nevertheless, this is where the fuck we're at. And you know what? I guess it had to happen. You know, they got to do shit sometimes to fucking sell the story and shit. So I guess it had to happen. But God damn, I hate seeing it. but what had me laughing about this match, though, was those fucking panties that Rey Mysterio was wearing. He's got a fucking painted fucking thong on his fucking on his shiny outfit that he's wearing. He's wearing a full body outfit now for like Ricochet. He's got a full body outfit on, or like Ricochet used to wear a full body outfit on. And then he's got this fucking like a thong or some shit painted on his fucking, you know, like where his fucking trunks would be. It looks fucking hilarious, man. But anyway, Samoa Joe, guys, this is where I brought this up. Samoa Joe, here he is. He's the top dog of the mid card. Okay, let's get that out of the way right now. He's been thrown down into the mid card right now, and I guess you know what, man. What sucks is that you really have to do it at this point. You really have to do it at this point because there's no place for him at the top, at the top of the card right now, because it's WrestleMania season. But I just hate to see that shit, you know. He should not be feuding with these guys. But yet here we are. He's feuding with freaking Rey Mysterio, freaking Andrade, freaking the other guy that they fought on fucking SmackDown. Who was it? A fatal four-way, I think it was. Our freaking truth. Yeah, our freaking truth, you know. So here we are, dudes. Samoa Joe. Let's go to Christian first on this. My question is he going to be stuck there after WrestleMania, or you think they're going to find a way to throw him back into the mix of the... Because, you know, I like it when Joe is a threat. When he's he doesn't even have to be in the picture, but as long as he's a fucking threat, and I like him to be, personally, I like him to be a threat at the top of the card, not at the middle of the card. I like him to be a threat at the top of the card where it's like, you have to look over your shoulder, man, because where the fuck is Joe? You know, I like it when they feel like that. But what happens to him after WrestleMania, Christian?
Well, one, he's going to lose the U.S. title to Rey because Rey, they always did this shit with every wrestler. Randy Orton's never won the U.S. belt before, so he gets to win it for the first time ever. Since Rey never won the U.S. title before, he's going to win it. And then when Kofi Kingston does win the WWE title at WrestleMania, he's going to feud with Kofi Kingston and beat Kofi Kingston for the WWE title. That's where it's heading. Joe's going to lose the U.S. belt to Rey at WrestleMania. And then later on the road, he's going to challenge Kofi for the WWE title.
Joe loses to Rey at WrestleMania. And then later on, what happens?
Later on, the New Day turns on Kofi and helps Joe win the WWE title. Because I think the New Day is going to split up and turn heel. And break up and attack Kofi, and then they're going to cause Kofi to lose the title to Joe. That's where I see it going.
Wow, interesting. Interesting. Let's get to Batman on this. Batman, what are your thoughts on Samoa Joe being the top dog of the mid-card and not in the title picture heading into WrestleMania season?
He's got a title. He's not really mid card. I think this is a good chance for them to put U.S. title on something that's someone that's good. Take it somewhere. Look, I'm not saying anybody else that's had it wasn't good at all. Because R-Truth is a shit. Rusev is a shit. But
I mean, Samoa Joe's on a whole other level. You know what I mean?
But that's the mid-card, dude. I mean, fucking Rusev and fucking R-Truth and Andrade and all them, that's the mid-card. The top of the card is the freaking, what, Owens, I guess, on SmackDown?
I think Joe was always in the mid-card, too, in TNA, too.
He was though.
Mm-hmm.
How can we get... But I like it when this guy's at the top of the card. You guys think he's going to be stuck in the middle for a while?
No, I don't think so. I think the U.S. title is a good push for him.
What I'm suggesting is that Ray's going to win it because they always do this shit where if somebody never wins the title before, they have to win it their first time ever. So that's what they're going to fucking do at WrestleMania, have Ray win the fucking U.S. belt for the first time ever in his fucking career. And then later on the road, he faces Kofi Kingston. Joe faces Kofi for the WWE title. You know that's going to happen.
Damn it.
So wait, who's Joe going against, Wes? For the U.S. title? Who is Joe going for in the U.S. title?
Joe against goes
Kofi.
After the... Yeah.
No. How does Kofi get there, though?
No, Kofi's going to win the WWE title, and then Joe's going to go after the WWE title because he sees Kofi as a small threat. And then Big New Day is going to turn on Kofi and help Joe win it because I think New Day is going to turn heel and attack Kofi. Like, say, have Samoa Joe win the Money in the Bank briefcase this year. Have him win it for SmackDown. And then have Kofi hold the title for long until the New Day fucking turn on him. And then have Joe cash in.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. You are too far ahead of me on that one.
Woo!
You're a little far. You're too far ahead of it for me, brother. Too far ahead of it. But I do like your thoughts, though. Shit. So, yeah, Samoa Joe, man. Best wishes for him. But yeah, man, I like it when that guy is a threat to the top guys, and right now he seems like he's tied up with the title. To me, he doesn't need that title, unless if they're gonna do something great with that title. Then if not, it's really for nothing. But we'll see how that develops. Let's get to Kofi though. We touched on Kofi right there. Christian was getting way ahead of Kofi. Right now he's in that plight, everything is dangerous for him. They're putting him in a bit of danger, okay? They're exposing him to dangerous situations. And I'll tell you what, next week he's in a very dangerous situation because he's going to be going against all kinds of motherfuckers next week, dude. Did you see that, Batman? Next week he's going to be taking on fucking
five different freaking superstars.
Yeah.
Five different superstars. I think, look, they're going to build him up. He's going to win. But I feel like this is like the Daniel Bryan thing. You remember when they made him go through like a gauntlet of fucking people all the time? But you know what? Don't mess with the formula. This is what gets people over. Right now, people are like, oh, you're killing us, because I've seen some reviews and stuff. You're killing Kofi Kingston. How could you do that to Kofi? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, that's building him up even more. Like, this formula has worked time and time again. You want to see the good guy overcome possibilities, and he's fucking been doing it. You know what I mean? And then the way they're using his story, like, it's my time, it's fun, this and that. Like, it only makes sense for him to go through a gauntlet of people.
Kofi had a great promo this week with the
exactly.
man himself.
Yeah, so the both of them, the New Day. The New Day of fucking Biggie. Biggie had a great fucking, like, a good exchange with Vince. And, you know what I mean? Like, he really stood out in that promo to me.
It was a good outing for all of New Day.
But that's why I'm saying the heel turn's going to happen. They're already planting the seed. Kofi's going to win the title. Then comes around Money in the Bank, he's going to lose it because of the fucking New Day. Vince McMahon even said it. Kofi, you're so smart.
Yeah, but do you think they would do that? Because, like, they would lose on a lot of merchandising. That right now, to me, Kofi winning this
would be even better for the New Day.
But dude,
because
Vince always hates fucking factions, dude. You know this. You know Vince McMahon always hates fucking factions. He's gonna break up the New Day in a fucked up way. They're gonna turn heel on Kofi.
I think they're gonna ride it first, though. I think they're gonna ride
yeah,
the championship win first.
That's what I'm saying.
And then, okay, I thought you were saying like at WrestleMania. I was like, well, not
no,
yet.
I think
like a month or two down the line.
I'm saying until Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I could see
yeah.
that because at least let them ride that wave.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And plus, we all know that the gauntlet. We all know several people are going to interfere in that gauntlet. AJ Styles is going to interfere against Randy Orton. Rey Mysterio is going to interfere with Samoa Joe. Fucking New Day is going to interfere with the fucking Bar. And fucking Mustafa Ali is going to interfere with fucking Eric Rowan. So Kofi Kingston is going to get help from a bunch of people in that match.
Wow. Well, I like the way that sounds. I like the way that sounds, and I hope that's the way it plays out. I don't know. I'm not ready for the New Day just yet, but I've said that before. I've also said I'm ready for the New Day to, you know, do something different, but I don't know.
Also, I have to address a very serious matter right now. They have dug
How serious is it?
It's so serious, it's going to go back to Triple H versus Booker T. You remember how that played out, right? How they booked Booker T to win at WrestleMania, but they made him lose. They've dug a big hole with this whole Kofi Kingston thing, all right? If they do not pull the trigger and have Kofi Kingston win at WrestleMania, you're going to get fucking heat. You're going to get fucking hate from the fans. And I bet you a lot of people are going to fucking quit watching because it would not make fucking sense to build this guy out for fucking 2 months. Have him go through all this bullshit in this gauntlet just not to fucking win a WrestleMania. That would be fucking stupid. And that will be the day that WWE really fucking dies for me because that's fucking stupid. You build him up and then you have him lose a WrestleMania. Good job.
Batman, do you think that's possible that that would happen?
I mean, all I got to say is The Undertaker lost his streak. Anything is fucking possible. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that I think should have never been broken, and they fucking did it. So, you never know, man. You never know.
I smell fuckery for this WrestleMania this year.
I have a feeling,
hey,
yeah.
Guys, you know what? We have a few minutes left, okay? Real short, real quick. This has to be kind of quick, though. I wanted to point out, and this is not on the list, but anyway, good thoughts there on Kofi and his plight. And it's going to be interesting to see how that wraps up. But let's move on to something, because I just now thought of it. I have been thinking of it, and shit, now I forgot it. What the hell were y'all saying? Oh, yeah, here it is. I had thought of it, and I'm going to spit it out right now before I forget it. What big names are coming back at WrestleMania? Do we know?
I don't know.
We don't have no Rock.
Speaking of WrestleMania, I don't think it really has to do with WrestleMania, but just the fact of, you know, being a big event. Excuse me. How Fox, you know, acquired SmackDown. Have either one of you seen the rumors of Eminem making the appearance?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's not a rumor.
It's confirmed.
It's official,
yeah, it's
right?
Official.
But they're trying to they're trying to figure out what he's gonna do. What dude? If Eminem makes an appearance, that's a big fucking name.
Yeah,
it's bigger to me than Flo Rida. That's bigger than Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I mean? Like
bigger than fucking Flo Rida, dude.
Yeah, this
I think people care about
God.
Him more than they care about Puff Daddy. You know what I mean? Like
this is the rap god we're talking about, the god of rap.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, names on WrestleMania and the lack thereof is what I was pointing out. I don't see any big names for WrestleMania this year, guys. And I'm like,
well, no, I think
it's a.
Well, that's because I think this is the WrestleMania farewells because there's a lot of farewell matches we're going to have. We're going to have Kurt Angle's farewell match. We're going to have fucking Triple H and Batista's farewell match. This is a year of farewells.
Interesting.
This really is the ending of another era.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it really is, dude. It really is. I should have made plans to go to this motherfucker.
Me too. I don't know, man. I need to go see a WrestleMania before they're all gone. At least with one person that I know.
I heard there's like 17 fucking matches.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I'm telling you right now, WrestleMania is going to be an 8-hour event.
I will not sit there for 8 hours. I'm sorry. I don't have the patience.
Yeah, I would. I would. I would.
You would or you wouldn't?
I would. I would. I think they should make it longer. I think they should make it. I think it should be starting at 2:00 Central. Which I guess that's what, 1:00 Eastern? And have a long pre-show with fucking matches. But have stories going into it. Don't just have a bunch of shit thrown together. Because that's what it seems like they do, is they just throw everything together. But I'd like to see some stories and have them extended out to fucking, for a good while, man. But anyway, fuck it. We are done with today's show, guys. I think that went by pretty good. I thought we had a good show tonight.
Hey, real quick.
That man's on the fucking road, man. Where the fuck are you going, dude?
Hey, real quick.
Huh?
Who won the predictions?
Who won the predictions?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me.
The predictions were revealed on Monday Night Fallout, and I was in last place, followed by Batman, who was in third to last place.
What?
Third place. Yeah.
No way.
And
T-Rock took away a point.
I think I need to get out the Batcave a little more. I think
all the toxic gas I've been releasing has been getting to my head because I've been losing everything lately.
The second place was T-Rock, and the first place was Christian from Philly.
I think T-Rock won a Monday Night Fallout. T-Rock won. But
yeah,
I won
T-Rock
here.
Won.
But I won here.
We didn't have here, and we only had one.
Oh, that's right. That's right, because Monday Night Fallout got
T-Rock.
That's right.
T-Rock won.
That's right,
T-Rock freaking won. But,
yeah,
I got last place on this one. But I'll tell you what, man, I enjoyed that pay-per-view. It was all right. It was. I gave it a 5 out of 10, I think. I think I went halfway on that, but it's looking up. It's looking up. I'm digging the work right now. I think if we're gonna pull off WrestleMania, I think it's gonna be a good show. When we're done talking about it, we're gonna be like, yeah, it was a pretty good show. But guys, I would let you guys close yourselves out, but I'll close it out for you. I'll close it out for you guys. Listen to Batman and Christian this weekend, Saturday. Actually, I'll be writing up the show tonight, so look for the show tonight on the Blog Talk website, on Facebook and what have you, and on the internet, wherever the hell. Look up the show. You're going to have the full recourse of their show, and join them Saturday night, and look for the time. I think we're going to do 9:00 Central. I think it's what we did last week. We're going to do the same this week. And check out that show, because it's a really good show, and you're missing out if you don't check it out. But for Christian and Batman, I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, saying goodbye and reminding you to keep it real, keep it heel, and as always, keep it sexy. And we'll see you Saturday for Radio Renegades with Christian and Batman right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Good night. Yeah.
presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.